Saturday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Gee, I don't know if you're watching a television news bulletins last night, but I was absolutely aghast at what emerged from Townsville by way of the dreadful experience of a victim of one of these bloody stolen car events again. These children just couldn't care less. It's no surprises, I suppose. There's no consequences when they go before the children's court. But what you would have seen on your screens last night, I'll read briefly from the Cairns Post coverage, then we'll get an update from the anti-crime rally organiser in Townsville. But this is what the Courier-Mail rather said today. A local Labor member blasted a youth crime protest. When they say local, this is down in Townsville, blasted a youth crime protest. Listen to this. As a renter crowd and bloody LNP, as residents vented their fury outside a community cabinet meeting in Townsville, member for Thurrungower Aaron Harper was the only Labor member to attend the rally. While the Premier and her ministry remained inside Queensland Country Bank Stadium, Mr Harper was heckled and booed as he addressed the Townsville rally against crime, telling the crowd to, quote, get it all out. Get your opinions out. When you actually want to hear from me, I'll start. You called me here, so I'm either going to bloody speak or I'm not. I bet you, if I walked around, half of you are bloody LNP anyway. Old renter crowd. Can you believe this? Of youth criminals, Mr. Harper said, quote, I want them in custody as well. It goes on to read here, the youth crime epidemic is a hot-button issue, particularly in North Queensland. The latest YouGov polling for the Courier found three-quarters of Queenslanders had made efforts to fortify their homes against thieves in the past 12 months. Three-quarters of Queenslanders. Can you believe it? Nearly one in five felt mostly or very unsafe in their own home. The state government and police revealed yesterday more than 400 young people had been arrested as part of Operation Victor Unison in Townsville so far, and officers were actively targeting areas where offending occurs. Jenny Hill, the mayor, said people were vocal and angry at the rally, saying they were expressing what others who were at home thought. Now, this is the bit you might have seen on your screens that took your breath away. His name's Carl Bovink. He's a motorcyclist, badly injured when he was hit by a stolen car. He managed to make it to this rally after having surgery on Saturday. He told the crowd he could remember the moment the crash happened. This is what he said, quote, when my head was under the wheel and I heard the keys rumbling in the ignition to start again. He's listening from down below this stolen vehicle while these thieving bloody creatures were trying to start the car and go over the top of him. Anyway, he said, when my head was under the wheel and I heard the keys rumbling in the ignition to start again, I thought they were going to end me, said Mr. Bovink. He went on to say this, quote, they don't care for our community or our government. They're not part of this community. So why are they in the community? He went on to say this, this could have happened to any one of us. This could have been your brother or your sister or your son. He said, I'm very lucky to be alive and to be here to present this message. He went on to say this, my life has been permanently changed because of these kids. It is un-Australian what they are doing. Other protesters yesterday said crime was out of control in the city and the region was getting nothing from politicians. Look, there's a fair bit more of this around today. The outrage, seriously, it's unprecedented. Why wouldn't it be? I've got a gentleman. Where is he? Oh, here he is. Anti-crime rally organiser on my screen. Clinton Hawkes, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
That coverage last night on television, I mean, apart from being infuriating, but it took the breath away of all the potential victims out here. And this gentleman, the victim of that crime, made the point, this could have been your daughter, your son, whatever. And we're all subject to this potential threat to our lives every day we leave our homes. And yet 100%. Nothing effectively is being done about, well, for a start, this farcical juvenile justice system, which is fundamentally a revolving door system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, exactly right. You know, like yesterday was a prime example of the frustrations of not only Townsville, but wider Queensland. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're here in Townsville or Cairns even. The crime is the exact same there as it is here. Carl, obviously, he just got discharged from hospital to come to the rally, and now he's back in hospital now. He had a fluid pump pumping his legs out. For him to come and share his story was something else, you know, like the... Yeah, it made me angry and sad all at the same time for him. And, you know, I hope he recovers very well after that. But, you know, it's a traumatic experience that no one wishes to happen to them, let alone themselves. So, yeah, you know, I had a meeting with the Premier yesterday after the rally. We discussed a few options from what the crowd had you know, explained to me of what they'd like to see. They were well received. Whether they take up the call from the rally themselves is yet to be discussed. Obviously, we've seen the past in action from that government over the years. But, yeah, hopefully we might see something out of it.
This is bizarre what this victim said. He said he'd been travelling inbound along Riverway Drive when the stolen ute pulled out in front of him from the Ampol servo. He said this: they were in the left lane, I was in the right. I caught up to them and they slowed right down as they noticed me. He said he began to suspect something was off with the ute when he noticed its headlights were off and there was panel damage at the rear. He said this: then I saw one of the kids' skinny little arms and thought, this must be a stolen vehicle. The second I said that to myself, they slammed on the brakes, revved the guts out of the engine and turned into me. I smashed into the driver's side door, broken the window and caused their airbags to activate. My leg got caught in the wheel. Can you believe this? In the wheel well as they continued to drive. I got pulled into the wheel well and tried to push myself out. The car stalled on top of the motorbike and they were still trying to start the car while my head was underneath the wheel. They couldn't start it. And they ran away. Thank God they couldn't start it. He said, I think 100% I'm lucky to be alive. That could have been so many individuals out there these days.
You know, like, and you know, 3 years ago we lost Jennifer Board, another motorcyclist who was hit by a vigilante chasing a stolen car. You know, this could have been another case, but luckily he's still alive to tell the tale. Horrific scenes, you know, like it could, like you said, could have been anyone. You know, when you're doing your daily commute, like we the other day, we had 10 stolen cars in a convoy traveling around Townsville, causing absolute mayhem. Tuesday alone, 13 cars stolen in one night. Police hiding behind a power pole, trying to evade a stolen car that's targeting them. You know, Carl was targeted, and he said that point blank. They turned straight into him because he was an easy target when he was just minding his own business, going about his life. You know, so they're now turning on the public just for a kick and on their little stolen joyride. You know, the government needs to act and needs to act now. That's what we said at the rally yesterday. We want to see the government take swift action now, not in 12 months' time when the election is. Whether or not they heed those calls is yet to be seen. Obviously, we only rallied yesterday, but I'm urging the government, like I said yesterday, to take just action right now.
You just listed a living nightmare for the people of Townsville. I mean, is the government in paralysis? I mean, even the federal government needs to come in here and say, you've got an emergency, the state government is seemingly paralysed, but how can you expect the people, the population of Townsville, to put up with this day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year? Wouldn't you think there'd be a justified argument for bringing perhaps the army in or whoever? There's got to be a way of bringing this nightmare to an end. When you said there was that, how many cars were driving around the other day? 10 stolen cars, was it?
10 in a convoy.
In a convoy. And nobody comes in to stop. I just cannot believe the paralysis. Do they just look the other way in far off Brisbane? Do they just tune out to the misery we're enduring day after day, week after week, month after month, with every one of our families at risk at the hands of these lunatics? I just cannot believe they can sleep at night.
Well, yeah, and we've seen that on show by the member for Thangara yesterday. You know, that was completely the government's attitude with how he performed yesterday. And that's and now the community knows where the government stands. They simply don't care for the people of Townsville. If they did care, they would write legislation right now and put it before the parliament when it resumes and go from there. But but, you know, I feel as if it's fallen on deaf ears and, you know, something needs to happen. Townsville is turning into Alice Springs.
Yes.
We've all seen what's happening there.
Yes.
Just 2 days ago, the stolen car was throwing rocks at people at a bus stop out the front of our major shopping centre. You know, like, that does not happen in Townsville. That happens in a third world country. That does not happen here in our beautiful city.
Did you say somebody got a chance to present the local argument to the Premier? I didn't quite follow that. I did.
I had a meeting with the Premier at 4:20 yesterday afternoon. The meeting went for approximately 40 minutes. We discussed a range of measures. I took the Geisler family with me to meet the Premier and talk about their frustrations as well. Obviously, their son was in a relationship with the late Jennifer Board, so I thought it'd be best to take them to meet the Premier. And then we also handed a list of demands. We asked for a dedicated police helicopter to send these kids out bush to a remote facility because the detention centres are at 200% currently. So there's no more room in the detention centres. That's why these kids keep getting let out all the time, because there's no room. So getting something built now rather than when they've promised to build two new detention centres, one in Cairns and one at Wacol. So getting a solution now rather than 24 months' time, because God knows what the crime will be like then. Also calling for minimum mandatory sentencing of 12 months for unlawful use, burglary and break and enter. So these kids are locked away for 12 months at a time so we can send them out bush. And then also calling for stamp duty reduction on insurance. So the government takes 10% stamp duty every time your car gets stolen on the insurance. So we're going to call for a reduction in that to relieve some of the pressures. My car was stolen as well, so I am a victim. So I know all too well about how much you are out of pocket after your car is stolen. So, you know, like I was probably $10,000, $15,000 out of pocket after we had our incident. And so a bit of a reprieve, obviously, in that space would be helpful for the countless victims of Queensland.
Queensland, this has taken my breath away. If I heard you correctly, you had a discussion with the Premier. You talked about the remote option, a helicopter made available to get them away from this assembly of victims, which is, in your case down there, what, 200,000-odd victims, potential victims, getting them right away, putting space between the poor bloody victims and the offenders. Did you say she actually agreed to this?
She hasn't agreed to it. She agreed that it would be a good idea to get them out of town.
Good idea.
She hasn't committed to it. But, you know, I do hope that they do take it up and take it on board. But it's up to the government at the end of the day. I can only put forward my proposal and submissions. But, yeah, we'll see.
Did she look you in the eye when she thought it was a good idea?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
She did. And she was very respectful, you know, which was good, obviously, given the heated frustrations of the people outside. But, you know, it is the government at the end of the day and things don't happen overnight. So we'll see what comes out of it in the coming days and weeks ahead.
I was absolutely enthralled by the, quote, a minimum 12 months for car thieves. Can you expand on that again?
Yep. So basically, mandatory minimum sentencing for unlawful use of motor vehicle, break and enter, and burglary. So basically, these kids would have no option other than to be sentenced at a minimum of 12 months, which needs to happen because right now they're getting, you know, 3 to 6 months at a time, and that's just not enough. They need to have harsh punishment,
yes,
and they need consequences for action.
Yes, exactly. Do you know, I wish you'd point out to her, forget about your bloody lockups in Cairns and Townsville, get them out hundreds of kilometres away, give them some sort of skills, some sort of education, but get them away from this. Well, fundamentally, it's a feast of victims for them, a feast of victims.
Exactly,
that's what we've become in Cairns, that's what you've become in Townsville. So
yep,
rather
exactly
than build these bloody centres right in the middle of our suburbs, get them away to buggery and give them some skills, give us some hope long term, otherwise they're just going to end up in Lotus Glen anyway.
Exactly right. And this cycle will continue happening until we try something a bit different.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, and I'm sick and tired of hearing them saying, we've got the toughest laws in Queensland. Yeah, you might have the toughest laws, but the judges aren't using them because your legislation's broken.
Precisely.
So, you know, how about we put some different solutions out of the box thinking out there, give it a trial. Mm. Don't commit to it fully. Give it a trial and see if it does actually have some weight behind it.
Yeah, exactly. So, do you know, Clinton? I think you've given us all hope up here today. Congratulations on that particular development, but particularly on your courage to get out there yesterday and take no or this, you know, looking the other way and hope they'll go away. You got the meeting with the state's leader, so you're to be congratulated on that, and your other people in that rally there yesterday too. Very, very well done. Congratulations, Clinton. We'll stay in touch.
No, thank you, John. Thank you, mate.
His name is Clinton Hawkes, and he headed up that anti-crime rally down there in Townsville.